This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Jono, hello!
Hey, Yanni. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Wow, it's been another week.
It's been another week and we are live. We are... what is going... Sorry.
She's already started.
I know. Hang on a second. We need to...
Let's just sing.
No, we're not going to... There we go. Sorry about that. Pressing buttons.
She's here in the studio. It's Lorene, everybody!
Well, we wish it was Lorene, like live right in the studio.
I thought you were going to serenade me then. I thought with the music coming in the background, you're about to sing and just start the show off.
Well, yeah. I was hoping to. I was hoping to sort of get that as our first song, but it didn't quite.
Well, if you're listening, guys, you are right here with us on Joy 94.9, listening to Living Life Single with Yanni the main man and me, Jono.
And what are we talking about tonight, Jono?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm single and I think I'm alone. Or finding places. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I'm a little bit giddy and I can tell you later.
Yes, 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 yes. No, we are talking about being alone.
And which we do.
Yes, which we are. And also loneliness.
Correct.
So looking at the two, right? That's what we're focusing on. But we're going to keep it light and happy. We're not going to get too deep about it. But it's something which has come up and we want to make sure that we talk about it and we cover for everyone, right?
Super.
Now, what are we talking about today?
Oh, my God, you're asking.
We've mentioned it before.
We've kind of just like gone over these subjects in lots of other ways before. But we're talking about being single and that feeling of being alone or lonely and finding a place. And I like on the notes here, and joy, in brackets, in solitude.
Yeah, exactly.
Owning that.
Yeah. Now, we have talked about being alone at night, and that's where Imelda reared her ugly head to her. That's where...
we've not heard from Imelda before.
No, right? It's been a while. She's so a dirty our regular bitch. Listeners will understand, will know a little, will know about Imelda and the amygdala and all how all that kind of happened, right? But this, I guess, what we're talking about today is really about the two things, about alone and lonely, because people think just because you're single, you must be so alone. And that's not it's not the case. It can be the case.
Correct.
But it's generally not. And I think for me, because when we're coming up for the tagline of this show, Jono.
Don't you dare test me right now. Go on. What is it?
Do you know what it is?
Where being single means you never... by yourself.
That's right. And I was very deliberate in picking by yourself as opposed to alone, right?
Because I used to say alone, right?
Yeah. I'm like, don't say alone. It's not about being alone, because alone's got some – I think alone's got some negative connotations to it, right? So I was very specific making sure that it was about by yourself, because it's a choice, right?
Correct.
A lot of the times. So – it's
I don't know about that anymore.
Well,
but
who knows, right? Well, it's about embracing, right?
Embracing your singledom.
Embracing one's singledom. And so when we're talking today about alone versus loneliness, let's sort of tap into them a bit more detail, I think. And look, I think a good point to start from is, what do they both mean, Jono? Do you know?
Look, I think you're going to tell me. I feel very alone sometimes, but I'm not actually alone because I have a support network, which we've spoken about before.
Yeah. And so there's two things, right?
Yeah.
Alone is the actual physicality of being by yourself. So it's like if you are alone, you are physically by yourself.
Yep.
Check. Right? Check. So that's...
that's me. Thing,
right? But you said you can feel alone, right?
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. So what that tends to be is the feeling of loneliness,
ooh,
right? So that's where the two differ. Okay. Alone is physically being by yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have a choice in that and sometimes you don't.
I do not have a choice in that.
Well, no, I mean, you're not alone now.
No, right? I am with the wonderful host of Living Life Single, Yanni.
Hopefully you don't feel lonely being here.
Oh, gosh, this is why I come here. I'm with my people. Do you remember when we spoke about that? Because that was a part of this conversation. Mm-hmm. And it was about, you know, one of the reasons why I came here is so I don't feel alone and that I have a community and being part of my community again and really coming in and being part of the Joy team and here with you. You asked me eventually to be your co-host.
number three.
if you've been listening to our show for a while, you know that I'm a wonderful third alternate. But that's a part of my story about being alone, and that's why I'm here with you right now. So no, I'm not alone right now.
No,
I don't
not.
Feel lonely.
Good.
Your singledom with Living Life Single here on Joy.
Correct. We're here on Joy.
We are back.
Who are we? Yanni and Jono, the main man. He's here.
We didn't go anywhere.
And we didn't go anywhere. We just sat here. But we're streaming live to your computer, your phone, your car radio.
And how can people contact us?
Well, you know, you can follow us on Instagram, yes. LivingLife_single. I think that's the one.
That's the one. Well correct. Done. Well done.
See, I'm learning. You can email us on air at joy.org.au and they can text. You can text in 0427-569-949.
Oh, my God. I am so impressed with you right now.
Thank you.
I'm like, claps to you.
Thank Yay. You.
Finally, after Thank what, you. 6 months?
I think it's about 12, isn't it? 12 months.
And then you've got your dodgy eye.
It's blind leading the blind in here. Although
literally.
It literally is. That's right. Where we are.
Yeah, so Living Life Single, and we are talking about being alone and versus loneliness and the difference. And I was watching a fine show recently.
Oh, tell me more. Show.
And it just got me thinking. And it was Sex and the City, of course.
Oh, classic.
It's a classic, right? And there is this one scene, season 5.
Yeah.
Episode 5 for people out there.
Oh, I love that.
And it's the one where Carrie is launching her book.
Oh,
had a book launch, right?
Her first book launch.
Yeah, it's her first book launch. And it's the one where, like, Samantha's had the chemical peel. So remember that? She's got that kind of black kind of what's it called? Like, she's gone to whatever, right?
She's she's attending a funeral.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, right? Anyway, and Carrie and one of the other girls are sitting at the bar, and Carrie's just newly single. And do you know what she says?
Go on, tell me.
She says,
remind me.
The loneliness is palpable.
That's
it. Yes, right?
Oh,
you
God.
Remember that?
I do. Oh, my God. That is just a moment. It's like hits you right in between the eyes.
It does. Yeah. Like it's just like, whoa, hang on a second. Well, I was just, how did you take it when you first heard it?
Because even then, like, because when this show was on back when, you know, we were a bit younger when the first came on, when I was watching that, even though I was out there, you know, hooking up, I was in relationships, I was, you know, I was young and flirty, I still found that to really hit home. Like, the loneliness is palpable because I've really felt that before and I'm feeling it now. It stings. Is that the right word? It is. It's like, oh, God, like a big breath for me. It was like someone winded me when I watched it. And there is another line which we'll talk about another time or maybe later, but it's when she gets into a relationship in another part of the show and she tells people what she's looking for. And that really hits me. Like that really still hits me.
Yeah, but right.
I get what you're saying with this one. It is.
Do you know what I found it so interesting is because it's for her book launch.
Mm.
Like, you know, she's got the things as in like success, launching a book. She's surrounded by people,
friends,
like industry, her friends, whatever. And we get it, this is the character. But in that moment, she is lonely because she's single. And I just thought, well, hang on a second here.
Yeah.
You don't have to be lonely just because you're single.
Mm.
Like, surely there's more to it than just because you're single. It doesn't mean that you are lonely.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, I wonder if lots of people think that. I wonder if people equate the two together, that, oh, you're single, you must be lonely, or you're single and you must be alone.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, no. there are times when one can feel lonely.
Yeah.
And that's more of a psychological thing. It's a feeling. Like loneliness is a feeling. And there is truth to it.
There is. Because,
you know, I've got a definition here, right?
Go on.
Because I think it's really important. So you can look at it and go, loneliness is a subjective, unwelcome feeling or lack of loss of companionship characterized by a gap between desired and actual social connections. It's not simply being alone, but rather a perceived lack of meaningful relationships or a sense of belonging. Loneliness can have significant impact on those. Again, it goes on to about mental health, things like that. So, but there's some key things here, right? It talks about relationships.
Yeah.
And companionship.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're all wanting in life.
I think that's what we're born to want.
100%.
Is naturally crave like a pack or, you know, a group of people or a flock. I don't know what they call it. We used to call it a flock of gays, like, or a gaggle of gays. Whatever your community is or whoever is around you, that it's just a natural feeling to want to crave to be around people at some point. But, you know, then there are times when you're not.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to.
Yeah. And I think being single, when you do want that companionship, that's when it becomes a little bit harder.
Mm.
And I think that's what I've been experiencing probably lately in terms of, oh, there's just no one there when you need someone, you wanting that. So you don't
just that connection. It doesn't have to be sexual. We've spoken about this before.
Absolutely.
There are other ways of getting that need or whatever. It's just that, like, companionship. I think you just use that word.
Mm.
It's just having that, you know, that voice, that someone to, how's your day been? Or, like, can I give you a hug? You know, that kind of thing. And it's sometimes when you don't get that, it can mount up or build up or.
Yeah, because that aloneness.
Mm.
Can lead to being lonely.
Yeah.
And not all the time. I can see you there. John literally turned his head, looked up and just pondered. And you could just see the minds of the great philosophers of the world coming around going,
Imelda was on my shoulder. But I was thinking, what do people out there think? If you are listening and you have a thought on this, well, you can text us in 0427-569-949 or you can get us here at Joy on air at joy.org.au.
Please, absolutely. We want to hear from you because it's really important. I just want to know what everyone's thinking.
Yeah. What are you thinking? I don't know. Tell me. Tell us. What are you thinking?
They will tell us. They will definitely tell us.
They will, I know.
But did you understand that little cog? Did you get that?
Yeah. And you might have to say that again when we come back. Just so I can really saturate in
that. I don't know what I said now, Jono.
Stop. Don't you dare test me. You're going to have to recap after this.
That's all right. You're listening to Joy at 94.9.
Diva Donna International, Joy 94.9. And you know what? That takes you back to 1998. I've just got to just comment on that. I was single. I was young. And she won the Eurovision Song Contest in my hometown of Birmingham.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There we go. And it was the first kind of realization about, for me, back in 1998, that there was a trans community. And this beautiful trans woman came out and won the Eurovision and Dine International. It was just sensational. It was amazing.
Amazing.
Loved it.
We've actually got we're lining up a trans guest.
Ooh, sneak peek.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see how that comes along. Let's find out what it's like to be trans and single.
I love that. And that's a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I love this because last week we had Spanky Jackson, winner of Drag Race Down Under, talking about life on the road and being single as a single entertainer.
Mm.
By the way, I think that podcast's out now.
It is. The podcast is out. So if you want to listen to that, you can go hop on the Joy website where all the podcasts are, or you can go to Apple iTunes or Spotify.
Bloody hell, we're everywhere.
We are everywhere. That's it. And how did people contact us for today's show, Jono?
Were you going to test me, aren't you? Email onair@joy.org.au. Text us 0427-569-949.
Great. Wonderful. And what are we talking about now, Jono?
Oh, do you know what? I feel like I'm at school right now.
I know, right?
We're talking about the difference about actually being alone and feeling that feeling of loneliness.
Yeah, exactly.
And just before I could throw this back on you, but just earlier on in the show, we were talking about some examples, and now we're talking about Yoni. We're talking about why, and we're recapping because we've actually covered this a little bit. But why loneliness hits harder when you're single?
Yeah,
and I need someone to change that for me. Hashtag.
Hashtag change. And look. Feeling that sense of feeling lonely is that, from our definition before, that sense of that companionship, that you may not have that companionship right there and then.
Yeah.
Now, you may have like a whole lot of friends and family, which we've talked about, which you need as a single person, because it can be a lot more challenging when you are single, when you are there alone, because sometimes you could be single living with other people. Now, we're not. We are single and we leave by ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
We're single to the core.
To the core. We're like, no pets.
No pets.
No pets.
Not even ghosts. Not even spirits in the house.
I don't know about that, though. I don't know. I've been doing a bit of saging of my apartment, so I don't know.
That's also a topic for another show.
I know, right?
Single and saging. That's Yanni's Tinder title.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I've been too much cleansing and no one's coming to.
They're like, well, this house is too cleansed.
It's too cleansed.
Needs a bit of dirt, a bit of smut.
when we are single and when you do live alone, it's that
magnified.
It can be magnified, I think, because look, we all go through the ups and downs, and I think when you're feeling great and you come home and you're like, yeah, I'm so happy to be living by myself and being alone right now. That's what we talk about, our what's good and what's bad, because there's that kind of that balance thing. And I think when we are lonely, when we feel lonely, it's because we, in that moment, we kind of haven't thought about what good things are kind of out there, and maybe things that are a lot of other things are kind of coming into play.
Yeah.
So we haven't quite thought about the real big picture, even though that we do have.
We don't look at the positives of why it might be. I mean, yes, it can be negative sometimes that we're not in a relationship or that people might perceive that, but actually we're not looking at the positives of, you know, actually being on our own, but in a good way, you know, on a single slant, like we're enjoying and being single and flying the flag.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, 100%. Why am I mumbling now? I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I like being alone at times.
Me too.
I like coming home and going, you know what? This is awesome.
Yeah. In your undies, doing gym at 12.
Undies? Who's wearing undies?
I mean, it's a family show, but sometimes it's free balling and, you know.
So there's that thing about I'm happy alone right in this moment, whatever. Yeah. Especially like if you're meditating, you want to be, for me anyway, I don't mind being alone when I'm meditating. Yeah. I think I prefer that rather than being around with a whole lot of people. Some people like to meditate with lots of people. But I don't know.
Is that what the kids call it these days?
Meditating. But that sense of wanting someone there.
Yeah.
Right? Because I like being around people. That's how I get energized. So I can be alone but not lonely. And I can be alone and then not be alone.
Ooh.
And feel like I'm part of something.
Yeah.
So I can go and find my people, what you were talking about before, whether it's friends or family. I can go, you know what, I don't want to be alone right now because that can make me feel lonely.
Do you have any top tips, Yoni, on actually what you do when you're feeling this way?
Well... Shana,
I have one.
Okay, what is it? Tell me.
Well, I have one. I mean... this is a promise that I made not long ago, getting off social media. And I did that. You remember I said that was a thing that I was going to do? I did that for a month. I came off Facebook. I left a page open on my Instagram for like a business event that I run, but I came off all other social media. So I didn't see some of the things that might be triggers. And, you know, like I was like, you know what? And I came off Tinder. I came off dating apps. I did it for a whole month and I'm still off the dating apps until maybe last night. But over a month or so, I decided to have a bit of a cleanse and I was like, no, I don't need to see these things and read about these things. I was just off.
I think I did it. Do you know what? You'll be proud of me. I am getting off some apps, not dating apps. Okay. I mean like wasteful apps.
Wasteful?
Yeah, like some news apps.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Get them off.
And other apps where I tended to just sort of go to.
Yeah.
To
fill some time.
Fill some time.
Yeah.
And you know what? We actually have to go to some – we need a break right now.
Oh, so God. I'm going to tell you up with me.
Yes,
already?
I am breaking up with you. So I tell you what, when we come back after this, I'm going to talk to you about what I saw something on one of the apps, believe it or not.
Oh no!
And then it prompted me to make a change.
Make that change.
I'm having
deja vu. Here.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are. Living Life Single with Yanni and Chano.
Yeah. Now before we had played that song. I was going to tell you about something I saw on one of the apps.
Oh, yes, correct. Yes.
Not a dating app. I think it was on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it was from Mel Robbins. And she was talking about how much time we are spending on our phones and the apps and just constant scrolling.
It's disgusting.
So, and everyone seriously go and have a look at, find that. Mel Robbins, she's written a really great book recently called The Let Them Theory and a whole other books of 54321. She's really good, but I find her a little jarring, but definitely her stuff is really, really good. She's number one podcaster across the world. And there's this little 1 minute thing that kind of explains this whole thing about being addicted to your phone and that people are spending hours and hours. And she said if you look at over a lifetime, it's 20 years on your phone. Like it's something ridiculous. And I'm just like, whoa, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
To be wasting just scrolling. And I think as single people.
Right.
And living alone.
Yeah, that's...
And when you may feel lonely, that thing in your hand doesn't help. That scrolling, that constant source of endorphins, that dopamine hit, does not help you not feel lonely or not feel alone.
Yeah, right? I get that.
Because it just kind of puts your whole life on pause for that moment.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is to figure out a way how to not be on your phone. Now, I'm pretty good when I'm with other people. I don't really look at my phone a lot, even if it goes off, if I'm in a conversation. And, John, I don't know if you've realized, but I've my phone's gone off occasionally when I'm talking to you. And do you know what I do?
You're looking at me in the eye.
Yeah. Just like I am now. I'm just like, is Jono listening?
Am I doing what you normally do and go glazed?
Yes.
And just like a rabbit in the headlights.
Totally right.
No, I'm really, and like I'm listening.
Yeah. So I feel I'm pretty good that way in terms of not looking at my phone when I'm with someone. When I am alone at home, that's when I fall into the danger of being on my phone, scrolling, and that's when I can start feeling
lonely.
Lonely.
So what you're saying is that it has an impact. It magnifies your feeling of loneliness.
Yeah.
Not being alone.
No.
Because you can't help that. Being alone is what you are, but it actually makes feeling lonely even more so.
Yeah, because I feel kind of more disconnected because I'm a person who wants people around them. And if you're just scrolling on this thing, you're A, wasting time, and B, there's still no one there, and you're not even talking to someone, you're not even messaging someone, you're just looking at other people you don't know and just all the rubbish that's there.
Yeah.
So I've made a conscious effort. I've got rid of one news app.
Okay.
And I have not actually looked at Instagram
I know.
For more than 5 minutes today.
Okay. Okay, well, you've been tagged in something. Yeah, anyway. We have to do it on a Saturday when we go live. But no, I get that. I absolutely get that. And Spanky touched on something in our last show as well. You're only really getting the best of people anyway on social media, even on the dating app. So you're not really seeing that person.
Yeah.
So even if you are spending some time on a social media app or an app to find a date or to get out there and put yourself out there, you're not actually seeing that real person anyway.
Yeah.
It's what they want you to see.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me as well about that.
Yes, because it's not real.
It's not real.
And I think we just have to remember back in the day, right?
Oh, God, don't. We should start another show. Yeah,
back in the day, right?
Two grumpy old men.
No, but remember when people used to say, don't believe everything you read in the newspaper.
Correct.
Right?
Don't.
It's the same thing on the apps online.
Yep.
It's not all of it is real. And what we think we're looking for, it's not quite there. And I don't think it's that's not the answer, because it's exactly what you said. People put their best selves forward. Through that. And the good, what I heard another podcast today, and it was just got me thinking.
Yeah.
In terms of if we are feeling lonely or things like this, you know, we all go through our ups and downs. It's all very, life is very transient.
Oh God, you're dropping the zingers today. My God.
It's, you can't always be on the amazing highs.
No,
right?
definitely not.
And you can't always be on the horrible lows. It's transient. Like, so you're going through a bout of loneliness, which is not great.
Yeah.
It will probably pass.
Yeah.
Especially if you make concerted effort to do so.
Yeah. Like things like get off your phone.
Yep.
Make it, write something in a diary or a journal, and maybe make a plan for the weekend.
Yeah.
Something
and,
like that.
And the things that we've sort of been covering over the last, you know, 6 months.
Yeah.
That all helps.
Mm.
And I think if you are feeling lonely out there, and we do have, if you are feeling lonely out there, then there's some real good steps that you can take to do, which is what we've just discussed.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry, I thought we...
you started going glazed then. You're like, what?
I was trying to look at a number of things and stuff, and but
you thought we had a message.
No,
it's the Department of Transport giving us a transport alert.
I know, right?
Apparently now the transport alert is that the Westgate Freeway has reopened.
There you go.
There we go, people.
And you needed that.
You heard it. Well, no, I don't do the Westgate. I do the Balti.
But that affected you, though.
Oh, no, the Balti this
yes,
afternoon.
Yes, but that affected the Balti.
Oh, did it?
Anyway, this is...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's why...
Helpful for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Jono.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's what?
It's that time.
Oh no.
Yes.
Really?
It's that time.
I love that means we've been on here for nearly an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
It goes so fast.
It does go so fast.
Oh, okay. Are you going first? If people don't know what we're talking about, we're not about to do something on air. We do a segment where we reflect on the past week about something positive and something not so positive as a single person, a single human being.
Yeah.
Or dog, whatever you want.
Yeah, it's just
there are lots of labels these days. So tell us, Yanni.
You know what? I think positive this week.
Yeah.
I got to spend my own money randomly, and I went and bought a duvet, and I didn't have to think about anyone else. It was just what I wanted. It was just my quilt and my heat and everything, and I went and got it, and it was just like, easy. Love it. My money, my quilt, my everything.
Yeah.
So it was just, you know, I could do it all that. And I think something that wasn't great about being single, I think I had a moment this week, came home and had a little bit of a cry, and I was just
yummy.
Like, oh, that's all right. We all do that. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, you know, wish someone was here, but that's okay. There wasn't, but I called a friend, and that helped.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes you just got to, I felt much better after it. So I think it was just a lot of pent up emotion.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I don't like that you're crying, but you know what I mean. I like that you've recognised that you've moved on.
Yeah.
So not so positive. I'll start with that first. Mm. Being back from overseas was wonderful, but then you've got to get straight back into work and not just the everyday, the projects that I'm working on, the music event that I run. It's just been a week where it's all got on top of me. Mm. There's still a few health issues here and there, but you know what? The positive, catching up with my sister last night, finally, after being back home in the country and being here, obviously, and, you know, looking at the beautiful people that come before us on the show us, peering through the window.
Oh, that's the fishbowl that is.
It's the fishbowl, but no, I love coming here. So, yeah, no, that was great. It. Yeah, I'm looking forward to next week.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, take care.
Are we off?
We are off. That's it.
Oh, bugger.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.